the pictures of Tony and I standing by this picture, and it's at my house right now.
Your picture is. Yeah. Did he sign the picture?
Yeah, well, he signed his real name, Benedetto or something, you know, like
Benedetto,
that.
Benedetto.
Benedetto, that's it. Tony Benedetto.
Where did you hang the picture? In your den?
In my den. It's right there now with them other gabbins like Hello Dolly, scrolls and stuff.
How many records have you sold, Satch? Do you know?
You know I didn't count them records, man. But I wanted them new gabbins what they promised to pay me to make them, you know. I want to go up and haul them and have a ball. That's all I was waiting for.
You're just waiting for that green stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Well, Joe Glazer took care of all the
that's
big gaps.
That's his manager, yeah.
Yeah, he took care of all that. We turned that off nice, you know.
Louis, what do you think people are going to say around the world 50 years from now when they hear the name Louis Satchmo Armstrong?
Yeah, old Satch, yeah.
What are they going to say, do you
think? Well, it'll be like the boy I came up in the orphanage with. I didn't see him for about 20-some odd years, you know what I mean? And I'm turning the corner in Chicago at 47 in Drexel, and this cat coming this way, and I look at him, he said, nigga, ain't you dead yet? I said, oh, man. We went somewhere and had a ball all night long. I'm so glad to see each other, you know.
You were in Las Vegas. Weren't you there with Pearlie May in Las Vegas?
Yeah, well, I did. This is my second trip since the first time I went to an international with Pearl.
Yeah.
She and I, and that was a beautiful engagement. I had my little band with me and put it right in the big band, you know. And every time I got ready to do a big arrangement of some of the tunes I do, like We Have All the Time in the World, that hit number I did in England there for a whole year, it was a hit.
What a Wonderful World.
Wonderful World. And I got big arrangements, big spectacular arrangements, and them cats played that for me, you know. And Tyree is my director, you know.
Yeah.
Blowing in. It was a big deal, man.
Did Pearl then, work the way she, yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Then Pearl and I, we, of course, you know, we're gonna bring in that finale.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You're laying for that.
Yes, sir. We went into like a jam session, exactly like you. See?
Yeah.
I'm singing the obligato while she's singing the lead. And then she goes into this beautiful slow thing. This time we just is here.
Didn't we?
Love. I said, didn't we go here?
Oh, that's nice.
And as she sang, I put my little gabbins in behind her there. Something else, man.
You know, you're going to do a song for us called A Boy from New Orleans.
Yeah,
well. Who wrote this?
Bob Teal.
Was he thinking about you when he wrote
he
it?
He had to be because he wanted the people to know my life from the time I was born, you know, until the present day. I said, man, you should do nothing like that to the present day. It's all right when I was born, but what you gonna do about the present day? Should I tell them that? You think I should do it?
Oh, yeah. How
much I just want to tell you folks, you know, what old Satch did all the way up to now, you know.
70 you, big years.
Yeah, it's all nice.
Okay, here he is, the great Satchmo Armstrong, singing A Boy from New Orleans.
Well, let me sing it. Yes, my man. What'd you say, vamp till ready, Daddy? I ain't ready yet, wait a minute. When I was born long ago, July the 4th, 1900, it was back a town in Jane Alley, a boy from New Orleans. When I was only 5 or so, down around Rampart Street I would go. That's when I heard the great King Oliver blowing jazz. Neighborhood to be proud of their Louis, a bartender. Now as I grew up, I joined the band, learned those beautiful sounds all over the land. We started from Beale Street to St. Louis, blowing jazz from New Orleans. But here's some memories I'll never forget. Blowing the blues in the honky-tonk and the cabaret. And there were no prohibition on the jazz in New Orleans. Now in Hollywood, I took my place with my friend Bing, Mrs. Grace. Yes, old Satchmo. Really swinging a star. Europe I went, blowing jazz all over the continent. That's when they named me Jazz Ambassador, a boy from New Orleans. Now folks all through the years, I really had a ball. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I want to thank you all. You were very kind to old Satchmo, yes. Nice looking boy, too. You know that, don't you? A boy from New Orleans.
Nice looking boy. Let's go. We'll be right back at the station
Is that number in this album, Louis? Louis Armstrong's greatest hits
album.
Recorded live?
It's another hustle.
another hustle? Okay. Yeah, yeah. You know, Louis said something I want to... Would you repeat it? Because of, I want to hear you saying it. What you said about our band, okay?
But the band, like I told my musical director, said, I'm going down there with you. I said, no, I don't need you down here, man. And the band got me covered. I ain't worried about nothing.
Lou Harnell, huh?
Lou Harnell, look at him. He knows I know I was ready with him.
Oh, I know.
And when he get too talking, yeah. Them cats there, they got me covered, dude. The old trumpet face there.
You want a high A, huh, Lou?
Yeah. Yeah, what did I tell you, Pop? Hit that high A, didn't I?
Eddie, I feel you should introduce this young man. He's been with us a few times, but I know he's been working with you in concerts here and there.
Yes, he's done four with me, and he said he'd been on your show several times.
Yes.
fine young boy, and I think he gets some more good breaks like this. This little boy is going to come on.
Oh, he's a corker. And he's thinking about one thing.
Yeah, straight ahead.
Getting to the top.
Nice kid. Fine. Sings good. Hope his voice doesn't change. But
I hope he doesn't change. He's just a beautiful, that's most beautiful of all, young guy.
But he sings so great, and he's a good little showman. Little Louis Roberts.
Yeah, she's my girl, Connie. There's no one else for me but you. Connie, each night I dream you love me too. Superstar, and who am I? Just a sophomore, but I adore Connie. There's no one else for me but you, Connie. Each night I dream you love me too.
Is that your girlfriend you're singing about?
No, it's just a song that a good friend of mine wrote for me.
Who is this good friend that wrote it for?
She's a real fine songwriter, and her name is Cindy Walker, and she's one of Nashville's greatest songwriters. And she wrote that song for me, and I'm real happy.
Oh, that's real nice. Boy, you look sharp, Louis. Is that a tuxedo?
No, it's not really a tuxedo. It's one of my new suits. It looks like a tuxedo.
Did you have that tailored, or did you just...
He was tailored, yes.
Did you?
He's a good boy.
Magic, how old are you?
14.
Tailored suit at 14, Joe. I didn't think we're making it, right?
I just want you to know, when I was his age, I was trying to sing, and I was yodeling already. You know, I'd say, it's so nice to see you, and I'm coming.
Your voice isn't changing, is it, Louis?
It is changing away. I can feel it getting deeper. I used to sing real high, but now it's changing and getting a lot deeper.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a girlfriend, son?
Sure do.
What
he never told me.
What's her name, Louis?
Her name is Renee Cook.
Renee Cook?
She's quite a beautiful girl, and I...
Mike.
Are you going to call her up and tell her to watch the show? You want to say anything more about her?
Well, she's a real nice girl, and I've known her about 2 years. And
2 years?
Well,
Do you sing to her when you go out with her, Louis?
Well, not really. You know, we just go, yes, have a good time. We can do without singing for a while, you know. She hears enough to me, so. I'll sing to her some. So.
Louis going to be with me down in Dallas.
When is that, Eddie?
I think it's the 5th and 6th of March.
You folks down in Dallas be looking
for
it.
I think it is.
Yeah,
the girl won't go along, will she?
No, I don't think so.
We learned, what do you learn when you, I know you do what I did as a kid, and you're with somebody like Mr. Arnold. I bet you stand backstage and just kind of watch everything he does and says, don't you, Louis?
Yes, sir, I really admire him. I love to watch him perform. He's one of the greatest entertainers I've ever seen, and I really mean that.
Mm-hmm. Which of Eddie's songs is your favorite?
Well, almost every song that he sings is one of my favorites, but I would say that it's between two. I love to hear him sing Cattle Call and Portrait of My Woman.
Yeah, I like both
between
of those.
Two.
I like both
beautiful
of those
songs.
You know who Mr. Armstrong is, don't you, Louis?
Sure do. Heard of him all my life.
And that's not long, Louis.
He hasn't known you long, has he?
I enjoyed that time. You know
that you're sitting here with not one but two institutions. Those, that's what you call an institution. Those are superstars, son.
I know,
you
know they're both fantastic.
You want to be a superstar, Louis?
I hope to be someday.
When you accomplish all that, what do you think you'll do?
Well, I'll just keep trying and keep trying to sell some records. And, that's about it. Just keep working.
You know, when Mr. Arnold decides to sell Tennessee, he might sell it to you. How would you like to sing something with Eddie Arnold, huh? Or Louis Satchmo?
Sure.
Would you like to try
sure
some of that?
Would.
Let's try that right after these messages. We'll be right back. I'm doing this because they're sending out air conditioning. I think they're a little confused upstairs. I'm Alabama bound. I wish I were. There'd be no heebie-jeebies hanging around. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound, Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth every cent that I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. I'll hear that choo-choo sound. Gonna have somebody to put my arms around. That's why I'm shouting so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama, I'm Alabama, I'm Alabama bound. Thank you. Eddie, everybody wanted to hear you sing this all day yesterday during the show, and Louis just said it's one of his favorites, so... You're going to make a lot of people happy right
now. I'll give you just a little touch of it then. Key of D.
Yeah.
Try that some cold morning.
Like right now. We're gonna hear Louis and Louis now.